Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, August the 9th, 2022. I am Tungameli Nkomo. We are talking about the commemoration of the Defense Forces Day and what the security forces mean to our youths, if anything at all. Speaking at the National Sports Stadium to mark the occasion today, President Emmerson Mnangagwa said the government was, and I quote, alive to the need to constantly review the remuneration and conditions of service for the uniformed forces alongside those of the rest of the civil servants. Mnangagwa said he was working on improving the security forces' transport and accommodation situation. He also called for peace and tolerance among Zimbabweans ahead of the 2023 general elections. On the other hand, opposition Citizens Coalition for Change interim leader Nelson Chamisa also issued a statement paying tribute to the security forces, saying, "We are aware of your challenges, circumstances, and predicament in resources, livelihoods, and welfare." Nonetheless, Chamisa said, as the Citizens Coalition for Change throughout the country, we commit to you that we will respect you and honor you for volunteering to serve us. Chamisa promised to increase the wages of the defense forces and improve the lives of Zimbabweans in general if he should win the elections next year. Plus, we will also be looking at the Kenyan general elections today and the implications of the outcome. Lichona njani sulukandaba siyalamukela kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngosuku lokunanza amabutho elizwe olwe Defense Forces Day. Lolu suku lunanzwe namuhla njalo sibone uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esethula amazwi enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium encoma kakhulu amabutho ngokuvikela ilizwe kanti njalo ethembisa ukuthi uhulumende wakhe uzaqhubeka ekhuphula iholo labezomvikela kanye lesebenzi zakhe ukuze ziphile kuhle. Uphinde waxwayisa njalo uZulu weZimbabwe ukuthi achiyane lodlakela njalo ahlalisane ngokuthula phambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ngakolunye uhlangothi sibone umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele-CCC, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa esethula owakhe umbiko laye encoma amabutho. UChamisa uthe engangena embusweni uzakhwezela abezomvikela wonke iholo njalo abuye athuthukise impilo kaZulu weZimbabwe jikelele ngokufanayo. Ilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje zihlobo esithandekayo. Sizaphatha njalo udaba lokwethulwa lokhetho rather lwakwele Kenya lapho abantu abavote khona. Lamhlanje bedinga amalunga ePhalamende, amakansila kanye lo mongameli. Kwaziwai vatereri nasi mochirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa kucherechezwa kwezuva Defense Forces Day. Taona nasi mutungamiri wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa va chitura mashoko kunandara ye National Sports Stadium. vachitenda mauto nekuchengetedza nyika uye vachiti hurumende yavo icharamba ichikwiza mihoro yevanochengetedza nyika. Vamunangagwa vayambira zvakare veruzhinji kuti vasiyane nenyaya dzemhirizhonga pamberi pesarudzo dza2023. Kune rimwe divi vakafanobata chigaro chemutungamiri weTriple C vaNelson Chamisa vaturawo mashoko vachitenda mauto uye vachivimbisa kuti vakakunda musarudzo vachakwiza mihoro yevanochengetedza nyika. VaChamisa vavimbisa zvakare masoja nemapurisa kuti hurumende yavo ichashanda nemauto nemapurisa zvakanaka. And we start off our show tonight in Harare with proceedings at the National Sports Stadium where the army is marching ahead of Mnangagwa's address. That's the military there during proceedings at the National Sports Stadium today, marking Defense Forces Day. And now to our first guest, that's Clarice Maduku of the Organization Platform for Youth Development. Mr. Maduku, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. I'm happy to be part of the program. And we say congratulations to Zimbabwe on our 42nd celebration of the Defense Forces Day and our hero celebration.
Thank you so much. What does this day mean to you as young people?
Yeah, today it resembles a very important epoch in our life as Zimbabweans and as Africans. It shows that as Zimbabweans we have a history. In which in the history there was a liberation struggle where we were able to conquer. And in that case, it means that we are a sovereign nation. We are Zimbabwe. We were Rhodesia. That is very important. And that it also shows that as a sovereign, we also belong. We are part of the Africa, part of SADC, part of AU. So as Zimbabwe, when we are celebrating, like today we're celebrating with other guests who are coming, also be part of our history. So it is very important that those who sacrificed to make Rhodesia Zimbabwe, which means to conquer, were young people. Most of them that we celebrate today as our heroes, or some of those who still serve in the army or in the police force as part of our security, they were young before. So it is a clear indication that we are celebrating youthfulness. When you are fighting a liberation struggle, it can only be successful if you are fighting with young people. So young people are also at the center today. And it is also about our history, about our legacy. So I say that today is a very important day for Zimbabwe because it talks of our history. It talks of our sovereignty. It talks of our mighty, like the reputation that Zimbabwe has within Africa, within South Africa, and within the whole world.
And, of course, the military, the security forces, like you are saying, Mr. Maduku, are a national asset. But there is this public perception that we cannot run away from or that we cannot sweep under the carpet, that views the army, the police, the CIO as elements of ZANU-PF, the ruling party, especially the military, from the role that they've previously played during the during elections, and indeed the CIO. What say you?
Yes. That is a very worrying perception that we have. It's not only a perception. There are events that also have given us that perception. Because let's say, for example, we talk of in 2008, on 1 August, there were people who were killed, and everything has pointed up that there were armies in the streets. And that when you also look at public opinion, I'm part of some organizations in the city that have been involved in surveys, like the Afro Barometer survey we normally do with the Mass Public Opinion Institute for Afro Barometer. It has also shown that Zimbabwe, in generally, when they see the army, there is a view, a public view, that is very strong to say that the army has always followed the instructions from the political leaders, in this case, the ruling party. So in terms of the public view, they see the army as partisan. They see the army as taking instructions, particularly from one political party, in this case, the ruling PANU-PF. So in that case, that is one of the things that we need worried about. I know, as a matter of fact, as a historian myself, as a young person who is very patriotic, that for a nation to prosper, it would need that the army, the police, especially the security force, needs to operate professionally so that at least there are no Zimbabweans who looks at them, who sees them, or who perceives them as following one particular political party. Because Zimbabwe is divided. If we look at the Zimbabwe in terms of how we have done our elections in Zimbabwe, it has shown that the opposition is also a significant sector. So if we were to have an army or security force that are linked to only one political party, it can be a problem. So in brief, we are saying there is a perception, but that perception is also based on certain events that have been taking place in the country. So that perception, we need to fight that perception. It's one of the things that remains a worrying phase. And as young people, if the feeling remains that you find that we have a couple of young people who feel that they are discouraged in terms of participating or respecting national events, because that perception still ranks very high, and we can't progress without dealing with that perception.
And during the Mugabe era, Mr. Maduku, we saw some security chiefs saying that they would never salute then opposition main leader, Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai. They were saying, you know, it was inconceivable that they would ever salute somebody who never went to war. Of course, Mugabe is a bygone era now. Tsvangirai is also not here, but would you say that mentality which existed during the Mugabe era in the military has gone away, or we still have a monster in the military which thinks that you know, they are not obliged to salute any civilian leader?
Yes, it is. I think I can confirm that the perception of young people, and I think that is the perception of most Zimbabweans, is that monster, there is not much change. For our listeners, there's something that may be important to note, that when you look at the reputation of our army within the region, we have a very good reputation in terms of our professionalism, how our army and sometimes the police force have been deployed to deal with other regional responsibilities within the United Nations. But that has not been the case at local level. We have noted that each time that we have elections or that we have national events in which instructions from the political players are given, our police, our army has not met that grade of being professional, especially when we are following instructions. So the worry that we need to express as we are speaking is that when there are political challenges, I feel that at the political level, our army, our police, our security force have taken instructions. So we have on record those that we respect who hold the higher offices have declared that they will not do certain things, they will not salute the opposition and so forth. So it has given us a very difficult perception that is difficult to deal with. Like, for example, that perception to say that the army, the police are partisan will not go away. And, you know, perceptions are just, they may not be confirmed by facts, but they control the way we behave. And Zimbabwe remains on a dark spot on that. So I feel that these are some of the things that President Mnangagwa should have addressed, but I don't see him winning that war because he also benefits. When he's cornered, he would then sort of like depend on the army, depend on the security force. And I think what has then also happened, I think, for our viewers, that then most of those who are in the opposition, because of this background, they have been found to try and deal with that perception. So at the end of the day, there has been an exposition to also see that or believe that the opposition may not be patriotic enough, because they will continuously question how police will behave like this, which is also goes directly with question how the courts are behaving. Every arm that is supposed to be for the state has then become for NPF, and that is the biggest worry that we have, especially if we are commemorating the Defence Forces Day. To say, if our army, if our police, if our security center were to stand aloof and refuse to take instructions from the political leaders, Zimbabwe would be well celebrated, because already within the region, within the United Nations, Zimbabwe has been taking very responsible roles that gives it some good reputation as compared to the other countries within SADC and within the region, Africa.
But Larissa Madugu, Director of Platform for Youth and Community Development. Please do stay on the line, Ramaduku, as we go to our second guest. That's Mr. Tawanda Mazango, coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. Mr. Mazango, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much, Brother Ngomo. Happy 42nd Defense Forces.
Yes, thank you so much. And we saw Mr. Mnangagwa today promising to uplift, security forces. And on the other hand, Mr. Chamisa, the opposition CCC leader, also issued a statement promising that his government, if he should be elected in the next election, his government will work closely with security forces. He will respect them, and he will also increase their wages. Seeing that these are forces that have somehow been hostile to the opposition previously, how significant is Mr. Chamisa's statement, Mr. Mazango?
All right, Mr. Mankom, it is very unfortunate that as a country, we have allowed political parties to come and do their politicking with institutions that are supposed to be independent. If we had strengthened our institutions as a nation, especially institutions that guarantee peace of this country, have witnessed said situation that we have witnessed in the past. There are so many atrocities that have been committed by state organs, mostly to do with people that are armed. And it's all because they're being used or they take instructions from political parties. And, allowing such a situation is what we have witnessed today. Mr. Chamisa also coming in to say, or to outdo presidents of the country today, to say he's going to do better in terms of guaranteeing the welfare of our defense forces. It is very regrettable. We expect both the ruling party, the president of the nation, and even the opposition, not to address issues that talks about grinding or that talks about exhorting and killing, you know, these brave men that have committed their lives to say they are going to save Zimbabwe, regardless of, you know, political affiliation or whatever the circumstances that might be. They are bigger to know of our defense forces to protect the nation and not to be the center to determine who is allowed to rule and who is not allowed to rule.
Kodwa nxa sesikhangela wona amazwi kaChamisa Mazango, singathi mhlawumbe nxa kuyikuthi bakhona kubutho abesaba ukuthi ekade besesaba ukuthi uChamisa engangena embusweni mhlawumbe uzaba vengeful eqalisa ukubaxotsha imisebenzi bahlukumeze babopha, bengaba khona yini kubutho abazwe amazwi akhe namuhla esithi hayi sizaliphatha kuhle, siyalihlonipha, sizasebenza kuhle? Bakhona yini abangaba sebetshintshi ingqondo bathi hayi ujaha usekhuluma lapha mhlawumbe akukhulumayo kule sense ubona bekhona yini?
Ngikutshoyo ukuthi ama-political parties the reason why sebegijimela ukuthi bayedlalela ekuthini bazama ukuthi bachaze kumbe bazama ukuthi bakhombise amabutho ethu kulokhu kubangelwa ukuthi sesiyehlulekile thina njengelizwe ukuthi ligcine abantu esikhangelekiko ukuthi basikhangele basinakekele njalo baqinise ukuthula kwethu njengezizalwane zasezimbabwe. Delving kwispeech sikaChamisa, the president of the CCC, yena as a political leader ube-right ukuthi laye atho ukuthi hhayi abakhombise zenza lokhu senze lokhu senze lokho, but esikhathini esiningi esabe siwukhangele ama-political parties ethu ukuthi bakhuluma izinto ezimqoka ezikhangelwe ukuthi bazobasupporta njani ukuthi i-institution yona lane defense forces i-independent in such a way ukuthi ayikhontrolwa ngama-political parties kumbe ngama-president awasezimbabwe. Esitsho ukuthi i-institution ye-defense forces noma ukutheni kumele yona ifake izandla zezimbabwe phambili kuloko ayikhona ukuthi ibe isetshenziswa ukuthi i-advance ama-interest omuntu oyi-one esikunanzelela kakhulu ukuthi i-government of the day makuwukuthi kunzima they tend to ibutho lethu lasezimbabwe. Lokhu ngikubeka ukuthi ku-dangerous njengoba sakubona ngo-2017 ukuthi amabutho ngawafaka kupolitiki yethu ngokuphazama kwelihlo i-peace yelizwe lethu ingatshintsha sivuke sokungokunye kumbe sivuke silo-president omunye okutsha ayefakwe ngebutho. Sikhangela siya kuma-election sabe sifuna ukuthi masiya kuma-election siyekhetha upresident simfunayo kumbe inkokhelo esizifunayo through that channel yama-election, ayikhona through i-channel ebuya ngasese nge-defense forces.
Siyabonga Mr. Tawanda Mazango, please do stay on the line kanye lo babu Maduku Arambai Muriparunare. Let's take a break, we'll be right back. And now to the Kenyan elections. Kenya is now on tenterhooks as people await the outcome of the general elections today, with William Ruto and Raila Odinga being the two leading contenders. In fact, initial polls show that Mr. Odinga is leading. Let's hear from some of those who voted in Kenya.
My name's Ismail Hassan Bahit. I'm a resident of Kibra. I arrived here to vote at around 9. The process has been smooth. Everything was okay, in spite of the initial confusion when there was nobody to direct us where our names are. But lucky enough, later on they rectified the situation and everybody was directed where he was supposed to poll. And as of now, I've already voted, and IBC has done a good job because there are people inside the polling station who are ready to assist, and in fact they assist even the elderly. Some of those who are elderly or those who are unable to vote by themselves, they were assisted, and the cooperation was in fact superb.
My name is Grace. This is Hospital Hill voting in Parklands. The experience was not bad. Got here at about 10:30 in the morning. First, you go to the walls where they've put our names, and once you get your name, you identify your line, and there you go and queue. The officials are very good, very helpful. The queues are flowing. Yeah, 2 hours of queuing, and I'm done. And I'm happy to have exercised my democracy.
Some of the Kenyans who voted in elections today. And we are running out of time before we even conclude the issue of the military in Zimbabwe. We know the coup that took place in 2017, but we don't have time for that now because of our clock. But coming to you, Mr. Maduku and Ubabu Mazango, Pachidimbu va Maduku. 30 seconds. Muriku, do you want to say Saruzo Zeku Kenyans?
No, Saruzo Kenyans. Zeku Naki, Zeku Namuri, Zakatum Dagune, Ariko. Kasi, Tishitansa, Kenya Nezimabwe, Tine, Ukama, Wakatiku, Tine, Kucho, Mapato, and Kenya, and Opikisa, Nezimabwe, Tane, Ukama, Waka, Nasa Kubasa, like a bab. Tikora kuti zvifamba zvakanaka ndinofungidzira kuti zvimwe zvatingadzidzwa kuKenya sekuona pandirika nekutiwa parwere zvekuti mapato anopfikisa panofanira kunge pane kudyidzana nekutaurira kuti yatingati integration kuti vanopfikisa vasangoramba vari ivo vari kungopfikisa chete tiri kuona kuti vahurukijate vanga vakupesa vakuwira navaodinga ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatinofungidzira kuti tokwanisa kunge tichizviita muzimbabwe.
Vamaduku, I'm sorry, regai ndikubate muromo because nguva dzafamba. Regai ndinzwe vamazango. Mnumzana mazango, uketo lwekinya ubona izala nkomoni lapo ngamafitshane.
Savonga vavangomo obuhle esikubona eKenya kuti abantwana abasakhulayo baphume ngobuningi babo bayavota njalo akuzange waba lobudlavu ndlamdlamu obuningi. Namuhla namalanga asemuva lokhu siyakukhuthaza lathi ukuthi njengezizalwane zaseZimbabwe siyenelise ukuthi masiza kuvulela ama-elections e-2023 siphume ngobuningi bethu siyevota njalo singasetshenziswa ukuthi siyenze ubudlangudlangu. Tu-institution yethu ye-ZEC sikhangela ukuthi yanilizananzilela into eziningi ezenzwe yi-commission electoral commission yasekenya ukuthi ibambe njani ukhetho lwabo njalo kuzokufika usuku lwanamuhla kungazange kubangazange bayenza amaphutha azayenza ukuthi afake ispecial abantwana asakhula engozini yeviolence ngeyokuthana.
Siyabonga, siyabonga Mr. Mazango. Sishiye khonapho isikhathi. Thanks to our guests, Clarice Maduku of the Platform for Youth and Community Development, as well as Mr. Tawanda Mazango of Lupane Youth Development Trust. Maybe we should add more time to Live Talk because it's kind of spelly. Abantu belokhu besafuna ukukhuluma. Kwanele Zulu kandaba. This brings us to the end of our show. Zimbabwe, tune again tomorrow. I am Tungamilinkomo. Good night.